Today, our language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg, recently back from a visit to France, continues his series of observations by an American linguist abroad. In this installment, he tells us that American words and expressions have increasingly infiltrated the French vocabulary, and French authorities are rallying against them.
My French has never been anything to write home about, and each successive visit to France is like a trip to the dentist, which reveals new decay and further cavities. Fortunately, the French have been quite obliging over the years. It seems as if half the French words I've forgotten have been replaced by English since last I was here. Did I used to know the French word for news, boss, or show business? No matter. Nowadays, the French say le news, le boss, and le showbiz. No wonder I find it easy to read a French newspaper these days when a story talks about le packaging sexy des gadgets et des t-shirts avec des photos des superstars du hit parade. Needless to say, however, the powers that be in France are not entirely pleased with this tendency. In the latest blow in their long battle against this hybrid franglais, they've tried to limit the amount of radio airplay allowed for English language songs. But moves like that aren't likely to accomplish much, so long as most young French people consider the use of English words, as they put it, super cool. There are basically two reasons why speakers of one language borrow words from another. Sometimes new words are borrowed along with new things. We have taken a lot of our food and fashion from the French, and we've taken a lot of their words in the process, from hors d'oeuvre to entree and from lingerie to barrette. Nowadays, of course, the espadrille is most often on the other foot. It's the Americans who are coining most of the new technical terms that are being adopted in other languages, and it's our food and our fashions that foreigners are taking on, which is why the French now talk about le hamburger, le blue jean, and le t-shirt. Now, in most nations, people don't get worked up about this sort of borrowing. It's natural enough to borrow names along with things, to call hibachis hibachis or fettuccine fettuccine. But the French authorities have tried to circle the wagons even here. In fact, they've gone so far as to specify a whole alternative vocabulary to be used to refer to things like computers, software, and chips, whereas most other languages are perfectly happy to use the English terms. This seems a little excessive to me, but then what would you expect from the people who gave the word chauvinist to the world? But I can see why the French linguistic Brahmins should be concerned about another sort of borrowing. Sometimes the prestige of one culture becomes so dominant that speakers of other languages will start borrowing foreign words to describe things for which they already have their own words. At one time, French culture had this kind of prestige, which is why we took to saying things like politesse in place of politeness or rendezvous in place of meeting. But now it's the French who are talking about going to le meeting in order to get to le top of le job. In what has to be the most striking example to an English speaker, you even hear French people abandoning their traditional oh la la in favor of the hottest new English borrowing, wow. No wonder the authorities are worried. Once the word gets out that the French now eat hamburgers, dress in blue jeans, and no longer say oh la la, what's going to happen to the tourist trade? Not to worry. The French are still relentlessly, hopelessly French, and still proud of it. Even as they take over American words, they give them a characteristically Gallic je ne sais quoi. Their blue jeans are cut with a notable différence, and their merchandising sexy is certainly not the kind of thing you're likely to run into on an American billboard. If I may offer one word of advice to the French Academy, it would be, as the French say nowadays, relax.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University.